Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ziyaguqa zilalela izwi lakhe ongesabi mzalwane uma ekhona uKristu ehamba nawe ekuzungezile. Uyashala uDumi Mgokstad uthi ulwandle. Ngiyathemba mama Madela uyithokozele le ngoma zabaculi abathandayo. Ngiqaleke ngoxoli ethi thank you Jesus. Mama Madela ngalapho eSprings siyabonga ukuthi si praise si worship nawe kulentambama mama Khawule as long as uthumele igama elithi give na kanjani izobuya i message and then in imiyalezo noma ngathi in ya i reply ibuya ngayo yonke into edingayo sikhuluma ngama banking details yonke into uzoyithola lapho o recent unga resenda futhi mama Khawule ya resend igama elithi give unga resenda both nge SMS waphinda futhi wa resenda nange WhatsApp but definitely sure uma uthumele na kanjani uzoyithola i reply ngithi manje maningi ama WhatsApp ebelokwengena iviki lonke so nje iba patient and then uzoyithola i reply isikhathi ke manje sithi 14:31 so nawe nje uma uthanda ukuqhubeka unikele la ekhaya unikele kulomsakazo wakho kulula uthumela igama elithi give G I V E ku 0826572729 uma ke uthanda ungathumela ne amount othanda ukuthi ke unikele ngayo uthi give bese uthi mhlambe 100 rand uthi 50 rand uthi 500 rand nanoma iyipi ukuthi ungakwazi ekutheni we afford ungakhiphi imali ukuthi ekugcineni kosuku ngeke noma uthole ukuthi abantwana baya struggle ngokuthi bathengele isinkwa cha bazalwane asenzi kanjalo la ekhaya ingakho sithi wena akubo wena ukuthi uyazi ekutheni le nanoma nginikele ngayo ngizokwazi ukuthi ke ngiqhubeke inyanga yami kungabi nalutho ezophazamisa ya kwamanje ke ngizophinda ngivule incinqo kulaba ngathanda ukushare the word ubuya enkonzweni kunalabo enhlangane ekhona ningabazalwane mhlambe beniku conference sisharelene bazalwane besingekho siyacela ukuthi nisisharele ukuthi ke bekhulunywa ngani ngoba la bazalwane bahlangene khona kukhulunywa ngezwi so sisherele izwi ungangena ukhulume nathi ku 0123341322 unga thumela nange voice note ku 0826572729 noma ke u text kuyona leyo number nange SMS ungathumela ku 37871 angendlule ngala uma ngibuya zivuliwe incingo.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kwelindiswe eliminyama. Zivulele ngokwakho iApp yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka kuDSTV audio channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na kuOpenview 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Yebo sila kanti asiwona nje umsakazo siphinde sibe ngumdeni siphinde sibe ngumsisi wansuku zonke your daily companion 0123341322 ungangena uma ke uthanda ukusherela izwi noma ke kunalokho uNkulunkulu akubeka enhlizweni yakho kulentabama ya ukhona la elayinini 0123341322 sawona dumela sawona I don't know angimuzwa ngizizwa mina ngazi why angimuzwa la okay ungaphinda ungene futhi 0123341322 0123341322 ungazama futhi ungene sawubona Angazi ukuthi icinga lwami linenkinga yini. Okay, yeah, isikhathi lapho ke sishare khona noma sisherelana amazwi okuphila. Uma ke mhlambe kuba inkinga ukuthi ungene uzokhuluma nathi live, ungathumela iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Kwamanje ke angiye lapha ku Pastor Sean Sithari sizo ukuthi yena kule ntambama osiphatheleni.
Greater is the one who lives in you than the one who is in the world or in this world.
Amen.
Greeting to you, Mama Nhlapo, and the most beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit. I greet you all in the mighty name of Yahweh. I greet you all in the mighty, holy, living name of Yeshua. I greet you all in the mighty, holy, living name of Holy Spirit.
Amen, Muruti.
Mama Nhlapo, may we all go or read from the book of 1 Kings 19, verse 12. King Rokopane Mantsoa ring, I am whom I am, ho bua Modimo. I like us today to go deeper and try to identify and know the God that you are serving. Go deeper and try to learn and understand who is he to us. Mama Nhlapo, re bona Modimo a hlahella in a different ways, different forms, in different situation, in different seasons, to different people. It is absolutely correct to know God whom you serve. But another thing, Mama Nhlapo, that I like us today to talk about is to understand the greater one who lives in you than the one who lives in this world. Because the one who lives in this world, he is misleading us. But the one who lives in us, he is always the greater God. He's the one who knows you, the one who knows your destination. The one who said all his beautiful plans are for you to prosper, but not to destroy you. In the book of 1 Kings 19, verse 12, Mama Nhlapo, Kimona ntate Modimo ha hlahella ho Moshe for the second time. Aroma Moshe to go and release or to rescue his children from captivity. God says to him, go and release my children. He asked God, if the people ask me, who are you? What must I say? Or what shall I say? God says to him, go and say, I am whom I am. Taba ya ka ke hore ke batla o tle o tsebe ho ba Modimo. He comes to you in a different times, different ways, with different names, over different situations. After the prophet Elijah, after he has killed so many false prophets, he ran away, we learn from the Bible. Then he hid himself in the cave. But the word of the living, holy, mighty God says, after some times, there was a storm, there was a wind, there was an earthquake. He, the prophet, thought that God was there. But the Bible says God was not there. This time around, God appears to him as a small, quiet, small voice. Modimo ke Modimo in a different way. Ka ditsela tse fapane maphelong a rona. Today you might find yourself, your life is under pressure. There are a lot of things that are happening. You need to deliver yourself from the things. Then it seems like when you are in captivity, you are captured. You need to know that God, who released these children who were oppressed, he did not appear like a fire, but he appeared with the simple word, I am whom I am. Now, the prophet was under confusion. God, he did not appear to him like a burning bush, or maybe like a pillar of fire, but God appears as a small voice. God, he appears to Isaiah in vision. And God, in this way, he says to him, he wanted to send him. Then the prophet Isaiah, Ikahlula, and he said, I quote from Isaiah 6, verse 6, there is no hope for me. I am doomed because every word that I say or pass through my lips is sinful, and I live among the people who are the sinners. Mudimu ukhona honka from the bad situation and send you to where he is. Impapili kiapili mamanhlapo. I like us first to define the meaning of the word Isaiah. The word Isaiah in Hebrew means God is salvation, or salvation of God. What I'm saying, Yori, don't look yourself down. Because under that situation, that condition, there is the greater one who is in you. He is far much better than the one who's in this world. The prophet Isaiah, he condemned himself. He looked himself as nothing. He says, I am sinful, God. I could not save you. I can't save you. I'm not worthy to glorify you. But God, he took the burning coal. He touched his lip, and the man was saved and saved God. Now, Musomung, if maybe the man knew his power that he carries, the name, the power of his name that he carries, he should have known that he was meant for God. Nudimu, we pona hata kaditela, tse fapaning mapilong arona at different times, over different situations. Maybe Wakula, I think you need to know or to identify the particular name of God to pray over a situation. There are lots of names. Mudimu ya Fudisang. Mudimu yahlandin twing. Mudimu, call God accordingly over the certain situation. Mudimu ha appeared, who Abraham, he appears as three men when he was about to open the womb of Sarah, of Sarai. But God, when he first appeared to Abraham, when he releases him from his father's house, he was a voice. Say, move out of this land to where I will show you. Mudimu o tla ho rona ka ditsela tse fapaneng, ka dinako tse fapaneng. Ho bohlokwa ho tseba ho ba mudimu ho wena at particular time ke mang. They call him with all name. Elohim. All these names are there. But when he appears to Moses and to release his children, he says to him, today you're going to tell them, I am whom I am, has sent you. Yo, kiling yena, ki yena, meke rumawena, ulukula banabaka. Mama Nsapo, kikupa, Rikerilike Hubakisisa, the power of the one who lives in us than the one who lives in this world. I am whom I am. I pray God that he releases his spirit. He opens up our eyes and make us to realize and make us to know who he is. May the living word of the living holy mighty God be with us now and forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Now and forever.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.